Oh, hi, Melissa. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Well, okay, I guess. I am having, it's bigger than a problem, I guess. I've had a problem with someone, and they got $43,000 out of me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
I'm
bank
sorry.
Had to shut down. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It is a mess. I mean, it was all of my savings. They got everything.
Oh,
but,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So I spoke to the bank this morning. I was concerned about my banking. They've taken everything. I mean, there's $400 left in there. Plus, I'm
right.
at work today. So it's not, I've got, what is my monthly bill there, Tina?
It's for $129.
Okay. Yep. And that's fine because honestly, with what I make, like on a clean a month, it makes up for itself. I want to keep it active. So what I'd like to do, if you would, I'd like to have you reactivate it. And as soon as I get off this job, I'm like 10 minutes from my bank. I need to pick up a check, drop it off at Main Savings, deposit it, and then I can pay my bills. But until I get my money out of the bank, I can't pay any bills.
No problem.
I need to leave that bank.
The account will stay in suspension until the payment's made, but that's no problem. If you need a couple of hours, we can even process it later today or tomorrow. Do you want me?
You can't turn it back on, Tina, and then I can pay my payment at 4, just so I'm not missing people?
Well, when an account goes into suspension, Melissa, everything stays active. It's just that a little orange banner will go at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated, but people can still call you from the site. They can still call
okay.
you from the Google
listing. Because I would like to say I'm going to hurry on this job. Obviously, I can't hurry on my job.
No,
yeah,
understandable.
So it's like, and I felt bad. I have been sick. I mean, it's been going on for a while. And it's been very kind of, well, it's been very scary.
Yes.
So I just didn't know what to do. And it's like finally this morning I reached out to the bank and I'm like, I've got big problems. They knew anyway because I went through the drive through one day and Monica, the manager, asked me if I was okay. And I've
yes.
taken off so much weight. I've just been sick. It's like, I don't know what okay
sorry.
Is anymore. Oh, it's been awful. Just awful.
Yeah.
It's been going on for months. And I just, you know, I've been waiting for my friends to get home so they could go to, I need to go to the FBI and turn it in, and it's just been a mess. And I've been honestly worried about my safety. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So, listen, a couple of new leads came in while the account's been on suspension. So what
yeah.
I'm going to do is I'm going to screenshot this page and send it to you in an email just so that you can follow up with these people.
I promise you, as soon as I pull out of here, you'll be paid. And
okay.
I just, last Saturday, someone got into my debit card. I'm assuming, they're assuming it's the same people that have taken my money. It's been awful. So anyway, it's been just, I haven't even slept. I mean, I've honestly thought of vacating my home until, you know, I don't want to stick my landlord with the lease, but I don't dare stay there. Someone advised me, you know, to leave and put cameras up to protect myself, but because they know where I live.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is freaking crazy. But I would,
yeah.
if you could do that, I definitely would appreciate it. And I promise you, I vow to you, I will go. Monica's cut a check for me to empty my account, and
yes.
I'll go to the bank, pick that up, drop it off at Main Savings, and pay my payment.
Okay, so if you like, Melissa, I can update the credit card now and just process it at the end of the day. We're here till 7 o'clock
your
time.
You hold on. That is a good idea.
Yeah,
I never thought of that.
Exactly.
It's been so upsetting.
Yes.
Let me run down because my other, you're going to have to update the card. It's
right.
a different card because someone got into that account and it was from Chile. I'm like, huh? You know, the fraud department called me and they were like, did you try to charge in Chile? I'm like, I've never been to Chili, and I have no reason to be, you know, to do anything
right,
with them. And I order very little online other than, like, reputable accounts, reputable companies. So that would be great. So my main savings card, it's with Main Savings in Camden. Are you ready for the numbers?
Yes, real quick, Melissa, is it still 17 Western Avenue for the billing on this card?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so go ahead
with
the numbers.
Sorry about all this. So the numbers are 4496.
Okay.
1100.
Okay.
0144.
Uh-huh.
8851.
And expiration?
0624.
And the code?
388. My vision is bad. It's 388.
Well, they make them so shiny, too, where they rub off. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm sorry about this. If you could screenshot, you can pull that. Please wait until the end of the day so I can get out of here. Usually, this is a four-hour clean, but she asked me to do some extra things, which I'm not happy about, but I'll do it because they are regulars. But, yeah. But if you could screenshot that just so I could, while I'm working, reach out to them so I don't lose it.
Yes. So what I'm doing right now is I already sent you the email with the leads that have the screenshot, so you're good to go there. And then I will process this at the end of the day. So like I said, I'm here till 7 o'clock Eastern, so I'll process it probably sometime between 6 and 7. So if anything changes, you can call me.
No, everything should be good. No, everything should
be
good. I should be able to get out of here in time. So the bank is only like 15 minutes away. I just need to pick up the check, drop it to my other account, deposit it, deposit today's check, and I'll be all set. So it'll work out good, and that way I can pay my other bills. I haven't dared to do anything, and I'm ashamed to say this, but because of the amount they get and because of the technology out there, the bank doesn't want me there because they're worried they're going to hack into their banking system.
Wow. So it's really,
bad.
Wow. Yes. Did they tell you to go to the FBI and all that? Or because something similar happened to me.
Yeah,
if you had to get the FBI involved, it was scary.
Did your father, did they find who was doing it?
Well, his was partially his fault. They were in Peru and they took over $40,000 from him. But what happened was he got an email that said, oh, your Microsoft payment for $399 is not processing. And so he thought, I don't have a payment for $399. So he called the number on the email. And, of course, it was a scam. And pretty soon the guy on the other end was trying to fix it, and he was screen sharing the computer with him. And while he was screen sharing the computer, he was transferring money out of his bank into bank. Yeah, it was terrible. My dad's 82 years old. So it was, so pretty much the bank said, you know, file it with the FBI, and they'll investigate it, and they tracked it back to Lima, Peru. But he'll never get that money back because he initiated, you know. It was so sad.
Well, the thing is, it was me. I was online. I was on Facebook. I see only people I've never been on a dating site. I don't even date. I mean, honestly, I'm very happy by myself. I've got my little apartment. My work keeps me pretty busy. I usually work 7 days a week. It's like I'm happy. I've been more alone than I have been with a man. So it's like, it's good. You know, I'm happy. You know, every marriage and divorce, it's like now it's kind of like, you know what, why bother? You know, it's like I make more money than most men make. Seriously.
Exactly.
So it's like I'm sit alone.
Yep.
So, but anyway, I was online following the Ukraine war. And this guy reached out to me. And looked like a nice guy. Honestly, looked like a nice guy, looked respectable, very handsome. Wasn't my business. I thought he wanted to discuss the war. No big deal, right? So I accept the person. Then pretty soon it's, and I'm like, look, you know, honestly, I was like, look, you know, we don't need to talk every day. I can talk to you once a week. I'm busy. I've got a business. I don't need that. I'm not interested. Honestly, that is the truth. And then it's like, oh, no, no, well, let's talk. I want to get to know you. You're really pretty, blah, blah, blah. You have a son.
Oh.
You have, and then I was telling my, yeah, and then I was telling my son, and he's like, Mom, he called my best friend and talked to her, and he's like, I'm worried about my mother. And Hildegard's like, Melissa, get rid of him. It's a scam.
Yeah.
This is not who you're talking to. I'm like, you're crazy. You know, I didn't want to talk to him anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Then what happened was he started calling. So then he's like, oh, I want, can you get me a calling card? I'd like to talk to you. And I'm on Mom's grave. This is the truth. It was just pressure. And I bought
yeah.
it, and I got it for him, and then I told him, I'm not doing this anymore. Well, then
oh.
he started threatening me. He
really?
Me that he was yes, on my mother's last birth, he died. He was coming after me, and I'm like, oh, my God. Well,
oh.
I was working at the time
oh.
with the
yeah.
doctor that went into business with me. She was scared, and she's like, oh, my God, Melissa. Louise was like, come, you know, you can come out to the house. She was so afraid to have me. She didn't even want me out there because then Hildegard, my friend out in Washington, puts a fear
yeah.
of God that they could have a tracking system on my car because they knew
oh,
where I lived.
No.
Because they knew I, the guy was like, oh, you know, what do you do for work? Well, I own a cleaning business. I clean. I've got a website. Then he taps into that to find my address. And
oh,
I'm like, oh,
no.
my God. Yeah.
Wow.
So then
that's
my
why you were saying
address.
You might want to. Yeah. Wow.
So I'm like, then it's like, and he just called again last Saturday. And he's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. It's scared. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
yeah.
nothing. Really meek. And
yeah.
he's like, one thing he did tell me in the beginning, I was going to learn a lesson.
No.
On the
oh,
last breath, my mother died. Yep. He said, you're going to learn a lesson. Because
wow.
I declined him. I didn't want him. And
yeah.
so I'm assuming that made him angry. And then it's like, you're about to learn a lesson. And I'm like, I'm thinking, what's that? You know, I've done nothing wrong. You contacted
yeah.
me. I tried to push you away. I've done nothing. So
yeah.
the next thing he knows, it's like he supposedly was in trouble. Not in trouble. He had taken a loan out, and they took off with his money. And could you help me? And I didn't do it. I was actually
yeah.
here the day that
right.
he called me. And he's like, please, Melissa, please. And I sent them I'm sorry, the voicemail to my girlfriend. She's like, oh, my God, Melissa, they could be hurting him. Because
yeah.
in these countries, you know, they have scamming pyramids. And if they
yeah.
don't meet their quota, they will hurt them. They'll break their arm. They'll break their leg. They'll rape their wife.
Yeah,
they'll do whatever
I've
they need
that.
To do.
I've seen that.
So I'm like,
yep.
I send it to Hildegard, and I'm like, what do I do? She's like, oh, my God, this guy, you know, they could be hurting him. And I thought, oh, my God, this is terrible. I was crying. I'm like, they
yeah.
should do that to him. I said, so I call Bonnie. When she's a doctor's wife, and I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And then I said, you know what the heck with it? I'm going to help this guy with $10,000.
Oh, wow.
It was innocent. Well, then...
So your little heart got the best of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it went on to, well, I need... So then I was done. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. There is no more
yeah.
this. You're not getting another damn dime out of me. So then
yeah.
he called me up last, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before. And
yeah.
he's very calm, cool, and collected. He sounds sweet. I've sworn and torn at him. He's never said a cross word to me. He's never sworn. He's never said anything bad. Honestly,
yeah.
and I've called him every name in the book. I don't know how he
yeah.
even talks to me. That's probably the little bit more of hate I've collected, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He called me last Saturday, and he's like, how you doing? And I hired a private investigator. They advised me not to shut him off because they'll track him.
Oh, I see.
See?
Oh, you're getting
so
smart
that's,
now.
I've been waiting. Yeah. So it's like I've been waiting for Bonnie and Rod to get home, a doctor and his wife, that I handle their property, so that they
yeah.
could go to the FBI with me. So they were supposed to get in. Their cat got sick. They never came home. I'm still waiting. They'll be in next week. Then they'll go to the FBI with me. So
yeah.
he called me last Saturday, not this, but the one before, and he's like, how you doing? And never said
yeah.
anything. And he's never been rude or sworn. I've called him everything under the sun. He has freaking buds. So then it's like, so what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing, working, kind of shy and timid, scared. He's like,
yeah.
So he said, I need some assistance. And I said, you do?
Yeah.
And he's like, I need $20,000.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't have it. I don't have it. Mine's great. I don't have it. I'm like, I do not have it. But the most bizarre thing, on Mom's Grave, he called me like 4 nights ago. Honestly, in defense, he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry I lied to you. I promise you, you'll get your money back. I'm sorry I lied to you. And it's like, it's a little late.
Wow.
You know, it's a little late. The damage is done.
Yeah,
you know,
now
my website's been shut down. You know, well, not even that. It's my personal stuff. My bill's unpaid that I couldn't pay. You know,
right.
My website shut down. My bill's unpaid. My car insurance canceled. My health insurance canceled. Couldn't afford to pay it.
Yeah.
Because of him. So it's like, it's a little late. You know, there's no going back. And it's honestly, he was like, I love you, Melissa. It's like, I can't help that. You know, then you're wasting your time. So,
exactly.
It's so scary. It's like, you know, I said to one of my friends, one of my girlfriend's husbands, I'm like, Chris, you never know. You know, there may be, it may not be me, it could be someone else. But I said, there may come a point in time, Chris, where this person ends up falling in love with one of the people he's victimizing, and he may just show up. He may be so attractive to her, he shows up. And that's one thing that scared me with this guy, as he keeps telling me he loved me.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really scary.
Oh, it's awful. And then he called me one day, and he's like, it was in the afternoon. And he's like, hi. And I'm like, you know, oh, God, help me. And he was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. Scared.
Yeah.
You know, I never told him I was scared. And he's like, so what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. You know, I had today off. And he's like, so what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. And he's like, oh. He's like, do you want to know what I'm doing? And I'm like,
oh, how scary.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. And I said, oh, scared. And he was like, I'm looking at your picture.
Oh.
And I'm like, And I'm like, oh. And he's like, do you want to know what I'm doing to it?
Oh, gosh. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
I was scared. Nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then leave the rest of it up to your imagination. I never said a word. I was just like, you know, honestly, my friend was a doctor. My friend's doctor was like, Melissa, go stay out at the camp. I'm like, it's 45 minutes away. I don't want to be out there. It's desolate. It's remote. It's depressing. I don't like it out there. I don't want to be out there. I hate it out there. You know, it's a 45-minute ride for me. It's more mileage on my car, wear and tear, gas. I'm like, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm in a good location. I'm safe. I'm comfortable. So then I went online to a scamming thing and reported it. It gets even better. This was last Saturday. So I tried to pay the guy. Should have been a warning sign. They wouldn't accept payment. Tried to pay through Cash App. Wouldn't accept payment. Tried to pay through Venmo. All my clients pay me through Venmo. They wouldn't accept the payment. Well, finally, they accepted the payment. They called me. They said, are you verifying this payment? Because what happened there was I went on to a scamming website, and some guy, I'm like, I've just been scammed out of $43,000. And the guy types up and says, oh, get a hold of this Nelson. He'll help you. Do you know what? I get a hold of Nelson. Guess what? It was a scam. So I gave him $1,000, and the guy that referred me to him gets a cut of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. These guys are freaking crazy. And I'm like, I'm done. I said, so this guy got a hold of me. He's like, oh, so go to the bank Monday and give me your numbers, and I'm going to refund your money that this guy got from you. He was supposedly helping me. I believed him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I go online because it kept coming up as scam, scam, scam. And I go online and I'm like, can Roger or Paul Morrison get a hold of me, please? And then I get a hold of this guy, Paul Morrison. And I'm like, is this guy legit or what? Because he keeps and then you know what he says to me? No, he's a scammer.
Oh,
my gosh. Why the hell did you give me his name if he was a scammer? Because they get a cut of it. It's just sickening the way people are. So So it shut my website down. It shut everything down. Shut my bills down. I was late for my rent. Everything was shut off. Jobs ruined. You know, I was at a client one day. Their boy was home, actually, where I'm at today. And I was crying. And I'm, like, screaming at this guy, begging him to leave me alone. The son was home, and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
He went back and told his mother, something's wrong with Melissa. Melissa's really upset. The mother called me at home that night. Melissa, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Trying to collect myself from all this. But how can someone do that to someone?
Yeah.
How do you do
know
that?
What I think, Melissa? I think that you should
you know what
try
scares
to...
me? My website.
Yeah,
you
know
my website.
Because you're running a business, too. It's like you could change your number and block him, but he'll just start calling from another number because he'll see it on the website.
Well, he
set
my business website. What my friend that the doctor was worried about was that he would try to sabotage my business.
Oh,
I see. So Dr. Netta said, Melissa, you need to change your website name. What am I going to change it to? I mean, I don't want some Busy Bee or Merry Maids or Happy Lucky or whatever.
Well, plus,
I mean, if you change it,
then you're already letting him affect your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
what do you recommend I do?
I think you should get a dog.
You know what? That's no offense. That's what this woman, I was in touch with someone in the fraud department, and she's like, Melissa, you need to listen to me. You need to disengage 100% from them. You need to get a dog. You know, or you don't have to get a dog. On the front door, you put a sign up that says, beware of dog. They're going to see that sign.
But plus,
you don't have to have
the
dog.
What I noticed is because I have three dogs, and even if they wouldn't attack anyone if they came into my house, just the noise that they make if they hear someone crying, if anyone tried to get in, they would just move on, because why would they go into a house where all of this attention is being spotlighted on it when there's other houses in the neighborhood that would be completely quiet if they locked it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I always say even just for the...
She said, stick your sign up. You don't have to have a dog, but beware of dog. You know, dangerous dog, please beware of dog. And I stuck that up, and then that's going to scare someone away. And then the other thing she told me, she said, put fake cameras up. And I said, what do you mean? She said, they have cameras that are fake, and you attach them to the side of your house, and they look real, and they're going to think that they're real, and they're not going to bother you. They're going to see those cameras, and they're going to run. They're not going to... I've been in my apartment...
The motion-activated lights, too. There's the light that if somebody walks by, it'll pop on. That usually... I have a camera in the back of my house that does that. It's, like, motion-activated. So if it feels motion, it pops the light on, but it also records the video, you know? So it's pretty convenient.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Who is that through?
It's called the Ring Spotlight Cam.
Oh, I've heard of
Look
that.
It up.
And how is that operated?
There's a doorbell cam, which I have in the front of my house. It's on rechargeable batteries, so I only had to, it hooked up to the back of my garage with like two little screws. I had a drill and two screws, and I screwed it in there. And then the bottom of it, where the light pops on, opens up. There's a little casing that opens up, so it'll show me on my phone, like, when the battery starts getting low. So I just take the battery out and charge it and put it back in. So it's really
That's
nice.
That's kind of not what I mean. I mean, where... Okay, so how do you watch the video? Where is the video watch through?
Oh, it's an app that they provide. It's called Ring. So on the Ring
and
app...
Is it through, like, Alexa or Google or...
I just watch it through the Ring app on my phone. It just comes right through on my phone. Yeah. But
how much
Alexa
did you pay
is,
for that?
I think it was only like $150. I got it on QVC, actually.
Okay.
And then
they are
integrated with Alexa. They'll show me like, oh, motion at your front door, motion at your back door. They'll show me like if there's some motion. And then I have it set like a difference between motion and a person. So sometimes it'll say person at your front door and I can look and I'm like, oh, it's just the Amazon man, no big deal or whatever. But it'll detect if there's a person or if there's motion. So if it's like a car driving by or something, it might just be motion, but it'll alert me if there's a person out there too, you know?
Yeah. So, well, what scared me with this is this woman that is an advocate for people like me that have been wronged by a man, has worked with other women that has had this happen to them. And they have been raped.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
She's going to write a book about this because it is so bad what these people are doing to women.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. She don't, and that's
I think
what
your friend said is perfect. Disengage with them completely.
Yeah.
And then, get a dog. And if you don't want a dog, at least put the signs up. And you could even have like an Alexa by the front door. And if you hear someone, you could say, Alexa, play dog barking, you know, and it'll start
you
doing
that. Oh my God, that's smart.
I do that sometimes for my dogs just to see how they would react. Sometimes I'll play like the dog barking noises.
Oh my God.
Noises, you know?
That's smart. But one thing that scares me is like this guy said to me, I'm petrified. Do you have cameras up on your building?
I
don't. And I'm like, no. I thought, why? I mean, I'm sure he knows, you know, that's out of the bag because I've already told him. No, innocently, it's like, no, there's no cameras up. I'm so freaking stupid, like, not thinking of what's coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, there's no cameras up. Everything's good here. I don't live in a neighborhood like that. Well, what my fear should have been was him, not the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I just
a lot of times when you look at things that happen on the news too, it's always in the safe neighborhoods. That's why it happens. People would be like, nothing like this ever happens here. And look at, you know, so it's, you have to be
careful. The other thing you asked me was how far away from the police station am I?
Oh, that's
like, are you in a safe neighborhood? Are you in a really, supposedly he cared about me.
Yeah.
See, but he's just covering his tracks.
He was
I care about you.
Yeah.
He's, and Bonnie's one of my friends was like, Melissa, this guy is like, you know, baiting you. And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't live like that. And she was like, he's setting you up. He's setting you up. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, he is setting you up to get information out of you so he can see if he were to do something to you, what the neighborhood's like.
Exactly.
Is it safe? How far is the police station? All of that.
Yep.
And then for a long, I've been very honest with him, and he's a freaking
you're thinking,
idiot.
Oh, he's out for my best interest. How sweet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even funny, though. I'm like, you know, I mean, I am, it's crazy. I mean, I've got a client that will be home soon, and I handle her property. And I have a friend that's a doctor. She didn't even want her. And I'm like, I said, I've got a friend that's a doctor. Louise goes to church.
Yeah.
I know her brother. Great family. I'm like, it's like, how long have you known her? Where is she from? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this is crazy. You're crazy. Why are you acting like this? You know, she goes to church. She's a doctor. Well, after Bonnie Hyde, you know, Bonnie said, well, yeah, I'll take her. I have to. She had no choice. Then it's like, you know, then all of a sudden it's like all these problems. And I'm like, and she was employed through me. And I had to call Louise. It's like, you either quit or I'm pulling your insurance.
Yeah.
You know, you either
have
to get done or I'm pulling your insurance because I can't have this. This cannot be this way. So I had to let her go. And it hurt me because we were best of friends. But Bonnie said to me, she's sketchy. And I'm like, why do you say that? You know, Louise goes to church. What did you see that I didn't, what did I miss? What did
yeah,
I miss
exactly. Yeah.
In her behavior? Honestly. But it's a lesson. I mean, you know, I kind of felt like, honestly, it's like, what did I have done different? What did
yeah.
I have done different? I mean, I should have, you know, but by that time, and the guy said to me, I get what I want. And I'm like, oh, you know, honestly, it's like,
yeah.
you know, the whole thing. And then I was like, I'm going to the police. And
yeah.
I don't want to go to the police. I live in a very small town. I don't want the
yeah.
police involved. I mean,
exactly.
everyone knows everyone. I own a business. What's this going to do to my business?
Right. Right.
You know, so then it's like, I don't want to go to the police. I don't want the police involved. It's a very small town. And I told the guy that. I said, I've got to be honest with you. I wouldn't have gone. I'm so naive. I've got to be honest with you. I wouldn't have gone to the police anyway, I told him, because it's such a small town. I don't want my name around.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to ruin my reputation, I told him, which was true. I mean, I was
yeah,
being
I
honest.
Yep. 100%.
So it's like, what am I supposed to do? You know, he's got the upper hand of everything. So that's
yeah.
why it escalated to where it's at. And I got into all this mess. But,
well,
I mean,
it's a good
honestly,
thing that, yeah, the banks are helping you out. They're, you know, closing everything and helping you get, you know, your check cut today so you can, you know, now he doesn't have access to that anymore, which is good, you
well,
know.
It was kind of sad. I've been with that bank for 9 years, and Monica called me. She's like, Melissa, yeah, we need to talk. What's wrong, Monica? We have to drop your account. Well, what do you mean? Because
yeah.
I really like Maine Savings. It's better quality. It's Maine Savings
yeah.
is a beautiful bank, and I've actually got the president of Maine Savings as a client. But I'm
oh,
like,
I
what
see.
Do you mean? She's yeah. So I love Maine Savings. It's just classier. It's just a better bank. So she's
yeah.
like, well, I talked to my supervisor, and you're a high risk. You know, we're worried that the bank could be taken for a ride. And I'm like,
yeah.
are you kidding? You should,
yeah.
yeah, we have to drop your account. You pick
wow.
up your check. Yeah, because of all this, which I don't blame her. You know, I
yeah.
don't blame her. But she said, you know, this guy has got your account, and if he tries, he could get into, he could hack the bank.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's like, I can't do this. You know,
so
you're, it's a risk
him.
For, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a mess, but... you know, it's funny. I mean, the guy called, I don't know, like a week ago, and I was sitting on my bed sobbing, just sobbing.
Yeah.
When he called, I was crying my eyes out. And he's like, are you crying? And I'm like, I was sobbing. And I'm like, do you realize what you've done? Do you realize what you've done to me? Do you realize what you've done to my life? Do you realize what you've done to my business? I lost a client because of him. That was $1,500
right.
a month.
Wow.
Yeah, I lost that client.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, it's hurt my business. And I'm like, I lost the client because they were home one day, again, when he was bothering me, and I'm yelling at him, and Catherine was there, and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
The wife was there, and I didn't know it while I was trying to, you know, tell this guy, look, buzz off, buddy. Hit the road.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. No, seriously,
oh,
that's what I told him, but it didn't help. It just made
yeah.
things worse. So, but the thing of it is, honestly, I don't know who he is, and I never
yeah.
knew this until Hildegard, my son, called my friends, like, you got to talk to Mom, because he watched a documentary of it. And
yeah.
Hildegard was like, Melissa, you need to stay away from this guy. I'm like, I am. I'm not doing
yeah.
anything wrong. I told Christopher this guy came to me. And keeps, you know, calling and stuff. And Hildegard's like, Melissa, you want to stay away from this guy because, Melissa, these people kidnap women and they'll take
mm-hmm.
them into other countries and they'll use them for
mm-hmm.
sex slaves.
Mm.
It's yeah, well, that's what scared me with this guy was he said to me, well, you can come here. Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm not going anywhere. You
yeah,
know,
I don't blame you.
I'm not doing anything. I mean,
yeah.
and I honestly have tried to stop this, and I have, but there's been no stopping it, and I don't know what to do. And
yeah.
to be honest, I kind of felt like, okay, where did I go wrong that it got to this point? There was nothing I could have done to have changed anything. And
well, I think if you lay alone and disengage from him and just try to get your own safety back up with, you know, the new bank and cameras if you need it, a beware of dog sign if you need it. Once you do all of that, I'm pretty sure he's going to move on and find another victim.
Well, he probably, well, the thing of that is he said to me, he said, this will all be over with pretty soon, and I'm packing a box, and I'm coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a beautiful life.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. It's like, so I told him, please go away. Please just go away and leave me alone. And he won't. I tried to be nice. And the other thing, I said, I want my money back. And he's like, my mother taught me to say please. It's like, it's awful. And I'm like,
I think you should get a restraining order against him because he's acting like a stalker.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know who
the
he
hard
is
thing.
Because the picture he sent to me is not him. He
photoshopped
someone else's picture.
Yeah.
So I don't know what any of that means. I'm like, so now the only thing I can think of, honestly, is I leave, vacate the apartment and go somewhere else, go out to Bonnie's and stay until I can get into a different place to live. But I do not want to do that to my landlord. She doesn't deserve this. She just
left
the downstairs client. So now, you know, because of the rent increase, and then I'm going to tell her, oh, I'm moving out too? I can't do that to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know. But not to cry, I'm not crying on your shoulder. I don't mean to do, and I'm not saying that.
No,
I mean,
appreciate that you filled me in on everything, Melissa. Yeah, and I'll keep you in my prayers, and I'll pray for your safety for sure, first and foremost.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for explaining all of that. And the good news here is that I already emailed you the leads. Also, I'll get your payment up to speed later today. So now you don't have to worry about that. That's one less thing in your hair, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And like I said, as soon as I come off this job, I'm going to run down to the bank and get the check. And then I've already got the account open. I've been with the other bank for 9 months, actually. So it's all set up. I mean, I've been there. And I really like the bank better. It's better quality, I think, than the other bank. So I'm actually, it was a good move, but just kind of a forced move. I was already at the other bank. Comparison was my business bank. That's where I, like, held all my tax money and everything. So, and I appreciate everything, and I truly mean
of
your help. And I appreciate you sending me the leads.
Yes, and if anything else changes, I'm at extension 777, so you could call me and just put in that 777, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a really great rest of your week.
Thank you.
Try to hang in there, okay?
Oh, I'm working on it.
Take care. Okay, bye.